No goals since, Marty. Harps on their way to 3 points, though, because we're in injury time at the end of this game, and Harps leading by 2-0. Ryan Rainey in the first half, and Philip De Silva just after the hour mark, making a 2-0 to Harps, and that was the all-important second goal that Harps craved, because when you're leading 1-0 and 3-2 United were pushing for an equaliser, although didn't really have too many efforts on goal. Tim Oliver-Heimer had to react well when one ricocheted back off the striker Erikson, and it was heading towards goal, but Heimer got down well to his right hand side and made a save. At that stage, Harps were 1-0 up. They went up the other end. Ryan Flood hit one straight at the goalkeeper when he should have scored a second, and there's a challenge on Okwudi inside the area, but the referee, Mark Moynihan, indicates that that was a challenge that was fair by the treaty defender, and he won the ball and came away with possession, and the Harps supporters in the main stand were wondering if that was a penalty, but not to be. So a minute and a half played of injury time. There will be 3 minutes of added on time, and that gives us a chance to let you know what's been happening elsewhere tonight. We'll start with the first division, because it's been a good night for the four home sides, as Treaty Fire won on goal, but that's easily saved for Heimer. Athlone beat Cove 2-0. Galway United 6-0 winners against Bray, and Waterford won against Kerry by a goal to nil. So Galway United clear leaders at the top of the first division, 9 wins from 9 games, the perfect start for them. In the top division, the Premiership, they're deep in injury time. Going by my indication here, they've played 9 minutes of injury time at Daly Mount Park. Both teams down to 10 men. Bows 2, St Pat's 3. Can the visitors hold out for the win there? Shamrock Rovers were held at the Tallaght Stadium. They were 2-0 down at one stage against Shells, but they came back and had to be happy with a point in the end. 2 apiece it finished there, and UCD got their first win of the season with a 1-0 victory against Cork City at the Belfield Bowl. They're still playing here into the last remaining seconds of this game, and Harps continuing to hold out against the Treaty side, who are looking for a consolation effort at this late stage. I'm just looking here because Max Johnston is about to make his first appearance for the first team, if I'm not mistaken. The Harps underage player coming up through the ranks, and he's about to come on as a late substitute for Harps, and he will come on in place of Daniel Okwote. He's had a really good game up front tonight for Harps. Slow to start since joining the club on loan from Stockport County, but over the last couple of weeks he's been showing what he's about, and along with De Silva up top tonight, he has played really well. Next up for Harps, by the way, is a trip to Wexford next Friday night, and then they have 2 games in a row against Longford Town and Athlone Town, and certainly a win gives everybody a lift, doesn't it? And things suddenly looking so much brighter for Dave Rogers and his side, because remember, the last couple of weeks haven't been easy. They lost heavily down against Waterford, and then they could only manage a draw against Lowly Kerry as De Silva wins possession deep inside his own half and comes away with the ball, and is still going as De Silva. There's men racing into the box. Can he get it in? But well, you can't give out, because De Silva's efforts have been so impressive tonight. He still has the ball. He hasn't managed to get it into the box yet, but he's still in possession close to the corner flag, away to our right hand side, and he has won himself a free kick. We're just going to stay with it, Marty, because we're almost done here, and this will be a good result for Dave Rogers' side. It'll be only their second victory of the season. Remember, they won down in Longford a few weeks ago, and since then they haven't managed to add to that victory until tonight. Ryan Rainey with his 4th goal of the season. His first 3 were from the penalty spot. This one tonight was a headed effort from Ryan Flood's corner kick from the right hand side, and then De Silva with the second goal on 64 minutes, sealing the victory. And there indeed goes the full time whistle, Marty. So it's finished here in on a good night for Dave Rogers' side. It's finished. Finn Harps 2, Treaty United 0.